Matt, how's it going, dude?
Jay Rose, what is up, man?
Times have changed, dude. This app is no longer called Anchor, it's called Podcasters.
Dude, I saw that they got acquired by Spotify, and they're called like Podcasters for Spotify
So,
or something.
does this
Big
mean
news.
we are co-workers with Joe Rogan officially?
Yes, we are employed by the same company as Joe Rogan,
Wow.
which would indeed make him our coworker.
That's crazy, dude. One of the big things, resume building. I know you're on the search for a new job. You might want to include that in there,
Yeah, no, big resume builder. Speaking of new job, I hope it doesn't happen during this podcast, because I put on Do Not Disturb. I was looking for insurance online, entered my contact in some form. This is not an exaggeration. I've gotten somewhere around 75 calls this morning. So I hope it doesn't go off during the podcast. I don't think it will.
Dude, they're all from India, just trying to get your health insurance. Maybe Hayden's gonna call you soon,
If Hayden calls me, I'm getting rid of my phone.
Just throw
I don't
away
need a phone. I don't need a
phone.
phone anymore. But dude,
Yeah.
so
Give me
if you're listening right now, you're really fucking excited because you thought this episode was coming out on Friday. There's just been too much going on. I mean, Jay and I planned around his schedule to do it Friday, but I texted him at lunch because all I could think about was LOD, and he just said, let's run it, like 15 minutes, let's do this, because this could not sit for another 48 hours.
No, it couldn't. There's a lot of breaking news. I guess we'll start to the biggest breaking news here, which is the departure of a longtime staple in the league. Wee Tran had announced his resigning from the league. You have any thoughts or any insight on that?
Yeah, I will say he texted me directly, which I'll keep that text between us. But he's leaving on very good terms. It's not like some of the past departures involving Spread Kids that have gotten a little ugly.
It
And
wasn't over a softball game this time.
no softball game. Nothing to do with.
The Beavers.
Not the Beavers. Nothing to do with a controversy over submitting your keepers, sparking an outburst and a quit. It was nothing like that. So I want everyone to know he's leaving on really good terms. He may even, he did request that he gets placed on the wait list, which of course we'll get into that later. But yeah, anyway, big shout out to Hui. I believe he had at least one championship ring. Long time, one of the longest, probably the longest tenured other than the people that have been here since day one. But great league member. He always, he handled the league accounting. We never, in all of his years as accountant, sent an incorrect payout to a winner or second place or third place or keeper or whatever. Even after our audits, all
Oh God.
correct payments sent out. Really
We
just
lost
a
our
great league
counter.
member. So shout out, yeah, someone will have to fill that void. I don't think we have any accountants in the league, so we're gonna have to address that.
Yeah, I'm gonna to be Wheeze, me and we share a couple championships together in terms of I believe it's called CT Stud. We won a championship there. And then obviously, Wee's a squad member as well, also championship,
Yes.
there. So, it's tough to see Wee go. I was really hopeful when I saw someone was leaving that it was freezing, but unfortunately it wasn't. Wee instead.
Dude, speaking of the squads, you know how the NBA nowadays, like the stars are always like chasing or switching teams, like chasing rings, like KD signs with a new team every year. The squad kind of started that because Cassad and Hui were on Kosher Rice, and they just the team Kosher Rice just wasn't building a good
No,
enough roster
the
around
kosher.
them, and so they switched over to the squad, and they got a ring before they left Boys and Girls Club basketball.
Speaking of, we really need to do like a 30 for 30 mockumentary one day.
Like on the squad.
Yeah. We go back to the rim. We try to find the trophy in the river.
It would definitely be filmed at the Ram / at obviously at the BG as well. Yeah. The James Locke interview would be legendary. Like when he stormed off the court, and then we came back to win the game after he left, and then went on to win the championship. Like it could be. There's a lot of
Coach big names Deasy could get in there. You know, like
a lot of personalities. Exactly. So let's get into some LOD matters. Yeah, you'll always, well, he's not going to listen to this because he's not in the chat, but maybe someone will send it to him. He is always going to be part of the Don family.
I want to address the elephant in the room, you know. Obviously.
Tell me about the elephant.
The biggest elephant. The people are clamoring for me to come back. To fill the hole that we is leaving. And I want to make, a formal announcement. I know I've talked to you privately about this, but it's on principle. I am sitting out this season. I will not be taking Wii spot. I earned last place. And unfortunately, our league, we have never really done a last place punishment. We always say we're going to do it, and then like somehow we don't do it because we're lazy fucks. But I will start the trend of doing the last place punishment. So I will be back next year, but I am not clamoring or putting my hat in to be part of the league this year because I did earn last place.
Wow. No, you hear that. No clamoring on this end. A man of honor. He made his bed, his last place bed, and he will sleep in it. Now, with that said, you're saying you're not going to throw your hat in the ring out of principle. Do you also agree that it's a matter of rules that you are not eligible this year?
I don't think the rules were stipulated on, like, we never really thought about this contingency,
We literally did, though. We go, what happened, like, this exact
how do you remember this, but you don't remember what's voting for the destination draft?
Oh, I voted for it. I was never big on it, but if you guys, like I said, if you guys had put it together, I was going to do it. Shocker.
Okay. But we did vote on this exact scenario.
We literally, this exact scenario was brought up. What if a guy quits, then what happens? This exact scenario was covered.
Okay, well, then it's a matter of rules as well. I don't remember this. I also, I drank a lot of Four Locos as a kid, so I don't really remember a lot. But, I also snorted Jack 3D as a kid, so I don't remember anything. So
that's fair. So are you, just to be clear, you are going to be back next year, and you will be coming to Salem, wherever the draft is. I want to leave that open. You will be attending the draft in person.
In person next year, regardless of where it is, I will be there.
Great. I'm sure Guns has already booked a hotel
this year for us. If someone wants to have me on their computer just as an audience member, I would love to be there as well.
That'd be great, just for kind of strategy maintain composure, just kind of coaching type thing.
Mm-hmm. Offensive coordinator. I will offer my services to just be there. I'll probably be in my pool in 110 degree, plus weather down in sunny Arizona. Might have a White Claw or two in my hand, but I will be there.
That's fantastic. Okay, so I want to get your feedback on something.
Mm-hmm.
We've obviously gone back and forth in the group chat about how to decide who the new member is. There's been various ideas. I'm blanking on his name. Submitted an excellent video. What's that guy's name?
Lairbaum's buddy. Just Lairbaum's buddy.
You skipped through it. It was a really good video. He did an excellent job. I've never met the guy, but he seems cool. Like, seems like he has his shit together. But
yeah. Anyway,
You want him to be a little more like kind of unraveling.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we can get someone who's more of a deadbeat. But anyway, to my proposal to determine this, and we had kind of talked about it in the group chat, but I would say we give until Friday of this week, like in 2 days. I don't want to make this sit around because the draft's coming up. 2 days for people to submit their case via video. I know at least one person who's very interested. There may be others, but you need to submit a video. It gets shared with the league chat. Everybody views it. And then we will do a silent vote. Just so feelings kind of don't get hurt. We did it the same way when it was, was it you and Danny or was it Cassad? And no, it was, who was, oh, it was Brent Danny and Danny.
Someone else.
It was Danny and Brent.
And
Brent obviously got in. We'll do it in that same format, just so it's like, and I'll do the same thing. I'll sit out the vote as commissioner, just so it doesn't end up at, actually, no, I get to vote. What am I talking about? If it ends 6-6, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Let me finish the scenario and then you give your feedback. Sure. So everyone votes in a silent vote, submits to commissioner via text or however they want to do it. I will not tell anyone who voted for who because I don't want to like mess up friendships and stuff. And then whoever gets voted in, it's democratic. Whoever gets more votes is going to be the new league member. What do you think?
I like that. Here's my problem though with, this league is very, it's a family, as Dom Toretto would say, right? And I would like the next person we bring in to be similar to Brent or anyone else that we're, we all know the person, it's not, Joe Schmo, my coworker. I don't think they have to have a tie to Salem necessarily, but at least someone that, the majority of the league has hung out with before would be pretty important, I think,
What about Gunn's friend from Twitter who he hasn't met but wants to be in? Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest, that guy's not getting a vote from me.
The thing is, if he submits a video, you can vote for him. I don't think anyone will. But he might be, he's like a Twitter personality, so he might be really good at generating content and videos and stuff.
Now, if Matty Kidd, working for Paradigm Sports, if he has any athletes that want to join, because we have a big platform with this podcast, maybe we can get Conor McGregor, Israel Adesanya, any of his athletes would be great.
Yeah, I think Connor has too many rape charges. I don't know that we want him to be part of the league. But it's not good for PR. But we would let Izzy in for sure. I'd be down with that.
Yeah, send the invite, Maddie. My personal opinion, right? I like this idea, but we want someone that's going to be here for a long time. Not a short time and. We also want someone that's not going to be a little bitch when we're talking shit to them as well,
Agreed on all those counts. We want a long-time league member. One of the things that makes this league great, actually, is how little turnover there is. So, agreed on that. Jay, I want to get to life advice, obviously. We've had numerous questions submitted for you.
Yeah.
Before we pivot to that, do you have? Oh wait, you had an announcement you wanted to make as far as your hosting duties for the
year. Yes, league. this is very tough for me to say, but obviously, taking a year off of the league in terms of being able to submit a lot of trade requests and draft people that are going to get injured and. I'm going to also step back from my podcasting duties for the year. Now, this isn't a Gundy. I'm not saying, it's too much work. I can't do it. It's stressing me out, dude. Not saying that. But I am saying, during this time period, Matt is going to be looking for a co-host to fulfill those duties. I will be coming for special one-off pods or segments, especially, looking at who's going to be last place, whose spot am I taking. But I will not be a regular weekly occurrence. I'm also thinking about maybe doing my content in a blog form so everyone can see maybe my parlay picks of the week. I know everyone loves my picks 15 game parlays that I do during football season. So we'll see if one of those maybe almost hit again. You know,
I think a blog is a great idea. I would I would read that. I would subscribe.
No. I my ideal co-host for you this year, Matt, out of the league members, you know, I know Colin's probably going to be the guy that you go to, but I really, you know, would love to see a Clayton Coyne make an appearance. I think he could be pretty good content. Yeah. Or, you know what? You and Charles, it could be like the Kelsey thing, you know, or Manning. you guys can just do your pod together, you know.
All right, well, there you heard it. The regular pod host job is open
for the year. Jay, I mean, we'll be back next year, mother.
Yeah, when you talk about special episodes, I mean, just, you know, maybe we do, like, are you talking like maybe three or four throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna do like I'll participate in ranking the teams, you know, because I'm unbiased opinion after draft.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's great.
You know, I think that would be a good one. Mid-year review, like, you know, kind of like what Colin did last year in terms of, like, who, you know. Yeah. You know, that's where I see it. The big events, I'll participate. Okay.
And possibly, I mean, we're doing our first life advice today. If this is, like, a hit, you know, we may have more of these. So do you want to hop into life advice?
Let's hop into it. You know, I'm in the office today. You know, I would love to share some of my nuggets. Now, do you want this as like a serious segment or a meme? Is probably.
I think it's very dead serious. These people are coming to you for life advice.
All right. Yeah, I got you. I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay. So, how many questions, our listeners? We had 5 questions submitted. For our listeners, just so you know, this segment, Jay has not seen these questions. I've not told him anything.
Yeah.
About what to expect. He is going to be firing from the hip, speaking from the heart, if you will. So with that, let's hop in. Yeah. Here is the first question for Jay. Can you reflect on your time with quote-unquote boyfriend Matt L. and what ultimately led to your breakup?
Oh, I didn't know. This is tough. This is really tough. You know, Matty Kid's been one of my best friends growing up. A lot of memories out on, you know, in deep, deep, deep West Salem. One of the initial party guys with me as well, the barn. You know, we really fell in love at Sherry's. We would share a lot of drinks together, you know, get straws. I believe it was like loaded hash browns were the play. We went to Mexico together. It was very romantic for my 21st birthday. We just kind of he lives in California. I've, like, you know, I haven't visited since, really. And you know, it's
not that far. It's not that far from Phoenix.
It is not that far from Phoenix. Yeah, you know what? I might need to rekindle this relationship. Now that I'm hearing this, you know, reflecting back on all my fond memories, you know, I might need to, you know, reach out, you know, as some would say, and you know, see if Matty Kid wants to rekindle that passion that we used to have.
Okay, here's our next one. Okay, this is the exception. Jay has seen this one because it was mistakenly sent to the group chat. But still, this is a great one. God, I can't even get it out. How has your participation in DECA changed your life?
Dude, honestly, like, this is actually real talk. Like, I had no idea what the fuck DECA was, and then I did it. And everyone that knows me knows I was the laziest person in high school and college. So, like, when I did it, it was just because, like, Matty Kid was in there, and, like, a couple of my friends, like, Devin, Alex, all them. But, like, the only thing I signed up for was the one thing where you didn't have to write a paper. Like, you didn't have to do a business proposal. You didn't have to, like, do a... All you had to do was create a poster, and that's what I did. And that's what I did really well 2 years in a row. I created a poster, like one sheet card, like the most minimal thing you could do, but I'm really good at bullshitting. So I bullshitted my way. Like, I straight up, like, one of the projects was I was supposed to like, sell this company on this new headset. And I found a headset and I lied and said it was waterproof. So that was pretty badass and they loved it. But Decca was dope. You know, a lot of good memories. The Decca dances, that's probably also one of the number one reasons. I think Leonard told me, like, he was like, dude, Decca dances, dude. You just go there. It's a bunch of nerds. And then it's like regular guys and it's lit. And they were actually lit. And then also, obviously, the best memory I've ever had is the Hooters trips we would take. And the one time you came and got kicked out of the hotel because we were eating Hooters. And Dixon was not having, unsolicited visitors in the hotel room. That was, a great, great story.
I love how Dixon just thought he was allowed to kick me out of a hotel that you guys had paid for.
And you're all the way, you're an hour away from home. Like, you're up in Portland, like kicking you to the streets, dude,
Dude, just wanted to, I took it even a step further with Decca. Like, I didn't even do a poster. I just wanted to hang out and have Hooters with the fellas.
Yeah. See, I did a poster, unfortunately. But yeah, it was, and when I did the posters, they were literally done like the day before the events, like as everything else I did. But it was badass. Good memory I have is we did Nationals in Disney World, and that was the first time I ever really drank was with Devin. He poured a fifth of HRD into a Listerine bottle, and we were roommates in the hotel room, and we would show up to everything just blacked out drunk. And I don't know, never realized, but we were drunk as shit. Like, all the parks, all the events, it was great. It was great.
That's pretty hard to be like 17 and be blackout drunk and keep it together. That's impressive. All right. Enough, Decca. Let's get to the next question. This is a good one. Okay. Wait, Jay, you watched Succession, right?
No.
Oh, no. Never mind. This one is ruined. So, John is obviously Logan, but which sibling characters from Succession are Matt and Chad?
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea.
I'll do some
research. I'll report back. I just haven't had the chance to watch.
Yeah, I saw this, and I said Chad is Connor for sure because he lives like kind of out on a big plot of land away from everything. Like, because all the siblings in Succession live in New York City, except Connor has like this big compound out in the desert in Arizona. So Chad is Connor, but sound off in the comments, League. Let me know which character you think I am, I guess, because if I answer my own question, you'll say it's wrong. Okay. Okay. Tell me about this isn't as much of a question as like a request. Tell me about the Jawbone Bluetooth headset and its many benefits.
I answered that question already, but yeah, that was one of the posters I made.
The job.
So I didn't research it at all. And I had to that was how I won Nationals it was just some headset and it said it was none of this makes sense. And this is going to sound like I'm, crazy because I was, but it said it didn't make sounds and it did vibrations through your bones. It's weird as shit, but that's basically how I sold it, is that if someone was standing next to you, they wouldn't be able to hear it no matter how loud it was, and that it was waterproof as well. So it'd be great in a gym environment. And the people love me for that, just really good sales, skills.
It's really cool just being able to invent shit without actually having to invent it. Here's a laptop computer that you can also use as a aircraft. You can just say whatever you want.
I literally I think me and Jordan Belfort had a lot in common, in terms of our sales skills.
Dude, so much in common. So much. Okay, Jay, brace yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
This has been so hard for me to say this for the end of this podcast, because we've been talking about it, Hui leaving and the spot opening and all this stuff. Okay. So I know from him telling me that you've been talking to Cassad a little bit.
Oh my god!
But he wanted this to be aired publicly, and he literally just told me this week, and mm-hmm. I've been like, you know, keeping my mouth shut. But his kid's birthday is literally, or I should say his due date is literally on the draft day, and you are offered a spot back in the league.
Yeah. No, this already happened. I already turned him down because I know it's a debate. So I'm good.
So you're saying we should just, you're not interested in it?
I'm not interested. I've been fooled twice. I am standing by my principles. I will not be fooled again. I'm not going to be fooled again, guys. Yeah, Colin already reached out, but that was the text before that was his April Fool's joke. But this one, you know, I saw right through it from the beginning and the end. You know, babies nowadays, you can just shove that shit back in for a day. You know, let it be a little bit.
Okay. He's going to be able to make it. You were right. Yeah, he said he would never miss it. Even for the
dude. You can't fool me twice. Okay, I'm a.
He's already. Yeah.
No, I will say when he did text me this, I did initially say, "Hey, as long as Matt approves it," and then I came back before he said anything. I said, "You know what? No, I'm standing by my principles."
As the great George W. Bush said. Fool, there's an old saying in Tennessee or Texas, fool me once.
Look,
you can't get fooled again.
Here's the deal. If I do, like, me doing this and sitting out solidifies the last place punishment, right? Like, no one will be able to come out with some creative excuse to get out of last place and get back in the league. Like, you know, this is the ideal way of me to get it back in, which is we leaving. But me saying, no, I'm staying in last place, you know, just means, you know, there's no excuse for someone to get last place and be in the league the next year. Besides,
would you describe yourself as a martyr?
Yes, exactly. I'm doing this for the greater good. I am the Katniss Everdeen. Okay.
Wow. I never watched those movies, but that sounds very selfless to me. Okay, Jay, we are,
we're at 30.
We're wrapping things up. Is there anything else that we, I mean, everyone knows when the draft date is, I'll double down on my proposal. I want videos submitted by Friday if people are interested in Wheat Spot. And I want a decision made like Friday. Yeah, we'll get the videos in. We'll vote Friday and that's it. We'll have our 12th member.
That's exciting. You know, kudos to them. I'll miss this league this year. I hope, you know, someone, you know, picks up my spirit and submits some trade requests every week, just to keep, you know, the people talking, as some would say. But yeah, you know, as always, thank you, Matt, for, you know, getting together this pod. Thank you, all the questionnaires. I think four of those came from Matty Kid, maybe five. So thank you for that. You know, goodbye, we, and long live the Wee Godons. Any closing thoughts, Matt?
Really stoked to see everybody. I'll be back in Oregon for actually over a week. But really excited to see everybody. Long live the League of Dons.